Your next visit to a local pond or river looking for frogs might yield a somewhat disturbing surprise. You might well find that some tadpoles or young frogs have extra or deformed legs. Since the mid-90s, scientists have reported widespread deformities in over 60 species of frogs worldwide. In recent years, the most likely culprit has emerged as a parasitic epidemic targeting frogs and other amphibians. Microscopic parasites called flatworms develop in snails as larvae, then swim free and seek out tadpoles lodging near the hind legs. The parasite then forms cysts that disrupt normal leg development. Consequently, the tadpole grows extra legs as it develops. The deformed frog then becomes easy prey for birds, which then inherit the parasite. The parasite matures inside the frog, eating birds, reproduces, and lays eggs, which are deposited by bird feces back into the water. And so the cycle begins again, allowing the parasites to infect successive generations of frogs. Researchers attribute the parasite epidemic to altered habitats such as reservoirs and artificial ponds. Pollutants often cause algae blooms, providing more food for parasite-carrying snails. The more snails, the more parasites, which means more infected frogs with extra limbs. Although pollutants and other environmental stresses may play a role, human alteration of natural habitats has made life difficult for frogs worldwide. It remains to be seen how such alterations harm other animals, including humans. For now, frog deformities may be taken as a dire warning. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Craig Nelson in biology. I'm Don Glass.